On today's reality check, we talk traffic and fees with Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Marcel Henre. He has a story that makes my pocketbook tremble. Morning, Marcel.
Aloha, Catherine. Good to be here.
So tell us about this idea that you wrote about this morning that makes me worried.
Well, the idea that I'm kind of broaching or floating out there is a concept that you're seeing other cities around the world that have started to use, and some in the U.S. that are now considering. It's called congestion pricing. And really the idea is these would be fees that some cities charge to drive during rush hour and during peak hour, really as a way to ease the gridlock. And it's not so much those hot lanes that maybe you'll see in other places, but really where you kind of cordon off an entire area, usually a very busy downtown, and you're charging drivers at these peak rush hours to actually drive at that time. And again, the idea is to try and reduce all of the gridlock and the congestion and the headaches that we see.
So. I know my first reaction was, oh my gosh, you're going to pay me to be tortured, you know? I mean, my gosh.
Or you're going to, oh, yeah.
or I have to pay to be tortured. Yeah,
you're right.
It's nuts.
Well, you know, I would say, and this is neither, you know, I'm just kind of floating the idea out there. And I know, of course, you're talking about paying more, and we're talking about an island with a small tax base. We're already paying for rail. We're already paying in your cars for gas fees and, you know, gas taxes and insurance and maintenance and you name it. So certainly the knee-jerk reaction would certainly be like, you've got to be kidding me. But if you kind of peel the onion and the layers back a little more, you know, there really are costs associated with just sitting in traffic, the time you lose. The gas that is wasted, the some of those indirect, you know, quality of life issues where experts, they told me if you even took 5 to 10% of a reduction of the cars during rush hour, you could see really enormous gains and benefits in terms of the speed and the time saved and all of those benefits. So really, one way to look at it potentially would be, you know, you're kind of putting a premium on the real cost of driving during these hectic times. Now, all that being said, it really is kind of a politically, certainly it's a tough sell. But I bring it up in this column that I've recently launched. I bring it up just as we want to really consider ideas, if not exactly congestion pricing per se, some sort of a system that would work with Honolulu that might more efficiently, regulate or control traffic so that we all have just less headaches out there.
I can see, though, if your workday, you know, is set and you don't have much wiggle room, that you're kind of stuck. If it's, you know, if you're a 8 to 5 kind of a person, you're going to be paying that higher price. I mean, where has this been successful?
It's been very successful in London. It was first launched in Singapore, and then in London, it started in 2003. There was, as you can imagine, a lot of pushback to the idea, but they did get it through. That city, you basically pay about $16 a day in London, you know, and that's in London. It's kind of a different market. But in order to drive in the core of the city, they have seen traffic numbers plummet by about 40% in the first decade of use. They raise about $200 million annually. And there is definitely a question of equity here. Those dollars go back into transportation improvement, into public transit, into better bus use, et cetera, et cetera. So London has pretty much in its first 15 or years or so shown some pretty good results. And so now you are seeing this debate move onto American shores with places like New York, San Francisco, L.A.
I don't know. Still makes my pocketbook tremble. you haven't convinced me on this one. I'm sorry, Marcel.
Okay. Well, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
You know, it's an idea.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Catherine.
Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Marcel Henre. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.